You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You know, listening to that commercial about getting out and voting, this was the first election for 18-year-old Zoe. And she never got her ballot in the mail that she was supposed to get. So yesterday, off she went to the library and stood in line for 90 minutes to vote. We got it done.
Oh, good.
So
that's good.
That's good.
Yeah, did you hose her off when she got home?
Yeah, put her in the decontamination chamber.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. But now she got it done, so
good.
That's pretty cool. I remember my first presidential election a little bit, but I've done them all since I was... First one I did was when I was 19, so...
Yeah, all right.
Anyway, here we go. What a weird year for people if it's their first one to deal with 2020.
And they got a feisty one, though, didn't they?
Yeah. I want to nominate a group of people as maybe the segment of people who are the most underappreciated. And I would say those people are people who draw blood well. I had my annual physical yesterday, and you know, after chatting with the doctor, he's like, "All right," and he goes, "Brandy's going to come in, and she's gonna draw your blood for your tests." Blah blah blah. I was like, "All right," and I had already talked to Brandy once, and she didn't have a whole lot to say. She's very quiet and just kind of methodical, going about her business. And when somebody new is about to jab you and draw blood from you, I'm not nervous about this. In fact, I don't mind needles. Mm-hmm. I got a flu shot yesterday, too. I didn't care about that. But I watched her do it, and it was one of those where you didn't even feel it being done.
That's smooth, huh?
And so she's got it on there, and she's drawn out the first vial. And like I said, she was very quiet. So I just kind of turned to her, and I go, "May I tell you something?" "Yes." I said, "You're really good at that."
She's like, "All right, creeper."
She actually said thank you, and she finally smiled, good. And she goes, "I've had a couple people tell me that." She goes, "I know when I'm on the receiving end, I want somebody who is good at it." Mm-hmm. She goes, "So I just try to do my best every time." When you get one of those who can jab you to draw your blood, and you don't even feel it happening,
you give them a raise. You slip them a $20 bill when you're done.
It crossed my mind. I thought, you know, if I have a delivery person show up at the house, and, you know, they go above and beyond, whatever, I tip them. Or if a service person comes to the house to do something, I tip them. And it crossed my mind. I thought, do I, like, throw her $10 and say, "Let me buy you a sandwich for lunch today"?
Yeah.
Just because. Then I thought, well, that also might be considered kind of insulting in a way.
No, it's just a thank you. I wouldn't think it would be insulting.
I've never heard of tipping the nurse. Right now, we have a ton of nurses.
We take it.
Who listen to our show.
Yeah.
And they're waving their hands saying, "Yes, that would be a fine trend to begin."
It might fall into a little bit more of the creepy category, maybe, than rude or anything like that. It's slightly creepy.
Can you see her walk? You know, because she walks out and closes the door. Can you see her going back to the, you know, the nurse's station thing with her and saying, "That guy in room 2 just gave me $10.
And he said I was really good. So he's going to be back here a lot." They're going to put your picture on the wall.
I did not end up tipping her, but it crossed my mind, and then I thought about it later. Is that a weird, stupid thing to
do? That's funny. That's something to think about, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just a thank you. Thank you for being so good at your job. I kind of like it. I wish you had now.
I can't really. If I go back today, it's really weird.
Hey, remember me? Now we're back up to creepy. Yeah.
We've circled around again.
Circle back around to creepy.
You know, that's kind of funny. I wonder if we could ever do a segment on our show. Maybe tomorrow we can do a segment on jobs that don't get tips but should.
Mm-hmm.
Because we think of the normal ones, you know, servers at a restaurant, bartenders, you know, and various people.
Plumber, somebody comes to your house.
Exactly. But what are the jobs that never get a tip but should? And I'm going to nominate first the people who are really good at drawing blood.
That's a good one. Or like a checker at the grocery store, who, you know, who carries on really thoughtful, uplifting conversation
While
they're fast, while they're bagging your stuff.
While they're being
fast.
That
is very rare. Yeah.
I'm going to make a note. I think that could be a segment tomorrow and
people,
a Facebook.
Need a tip.
And I might even make it the Mindbender Club poll question for next week.
Yeah.
What group of people don't normally get tipped but
should? I like
should?
That a lot. I like it. Let's do that.
I'm going to throw that in.
That's good. That's real good. How'd your blood look?
I don't know. I don't get the results for a few days.
Watery? Yeah. You couldn't tell?
Oh, how did
oily?
It look?
Yeah.
It looked fine.
Fine. Okay.
Is it supposed to be pink?
You've been eating too many crayons. Well, good luck, buddy.